This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live. Talk Live on the Christmas Day edition of the program. We are here with you, and we will take your calls and your thoughts if you want to join us. Our number is 603-283-6160. Got to give you the area code there. 603-283-6160. In the studio tonight with you, you've got Ian.
Nobody.
And Chris.
And the three of us actually just got back from our little Christmas Day, you know, event, whatever you want to call it. I mean, I don't know how many people there would actually celebrate Christmas, but it is Christmas Day, and we had a thing. So.
Yeah. Let's call it Satan Claus's feast.
Because we were at Aria's house?
Yes, we were at we went for Christmas dinner with the Satanists.
It's true. It's true.
I don't think there's a single person there that celebrated religious or Christmas.
I think Kurt's a Christian.
Is he?
Kurt has been a Christian.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Okay, so maybe I'm wrong.
He was a lot more Christian-y when he was with Auburn, who is...
Previous wife.
Indeed. And she was rather... She got more Christian-y after they split up, and he got less Christian-y.
I see. Yeah, he strikes me more as like a spiritual kind of guy these days. But anyway, so that's what we did today. We had our activist holiday dinner thing. We got some Indian food from the local Indian place that actually opened up just for us, which was awfully nice.
Yeah.
And so we hung out and talked about programming.
It was pretty fun.
Mostly, yeah.
Yeah, there was two things. There was Linux and the Android stuff that you're working on there, Rich.
Man. I have been locked in a battle with a demon.
So,
System D.
Other people would say they are locked in a battle with a demon known as nicotine, and they want the government to somehow protect them from themselves.
Well, they need to chill out and start vaping.
You know,
because that's the only thing that helped me, you know? It's like, am I still addicted to nicotine? Sure. Difference is, before I was addicted to nicotine with a persistent hacking cough that had gone on for 18 months, which is sounds very much like early lung disease. And since I started vaping instead of smoking, I still smoke once in a while, but when I started mostly vaping, I'd strong like bull.
Really? You know? And now, how long did it take for you to notice a difference?
The cough stopped being persistent after a month, maybe, of vaping. Yeah, it didn't take... It's like steam cleaning your lungs, man.
He definitely doesn't seem to cough as much as he
used to. No, I noticed it as well.
Yeah.
That it went away.
Certainly desirable.
I only cough when I get to COVID now.
Now, you've also,
God knows that doesn't happen often.
You've also cut back on smoking pot as well, so you're not doing as much smoking overall in general,
Well,
right?
That's true, but interestingly enough, the pot, or the... I was still smoking pot heavily when the cough went away.
Oh, interesting. So it was a cigarette-specific
cough. Yeah, it was a cigarette specifically. Mm-hmm. The thing is... you know, weed will break stuff on the way in and fix it on the way out. Mm. You know, it's like an irresponsible but lovable neighbor. cigarette smoke just, you know, breaks stuff and then it hangs out and breaks more stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You know, until you eventually have to throw it out. That's what the coughing is. It's your you're throwing your bad guest out of the party.
So the reason I bring that up is because, Chris, you and I both happen to bring in, I presume, the same story. Mine's from Reason.com, and it is about cigarettes, e-cigarettes specifically, and so-called protecting children from them, which...
Well, if those children are smoking cigarettes, they'd be a lot better off smoking e-cigs.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think it's an important point to make.
It seems such a futile thing. I mean, that's why they call it an addiction, right? I mean, you have to do it regardless of whether or not the law says it's allowed or not.
And
so you're going to do it, and you're going to find a way to do it, and regardless.
And it's more than that, because the addiction precedes the drug. The disease precedes the symptom. And the thing is, people who get addicted to things are people who are already broken. They're not bonded to anything the way that's meeting their needs. And so what happens is they end up bonding with a substance instead of bonding with, you know, whatever is going to actually meet their spiritual or relationship needs. But so if you take away one potential thing to get addicted to, well, they'll never even notice. They'll just go get addicted to something else because they're looking for something to fill that hole. Mm. And taking away one potential filler doesn't make the hole go away.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
you're just
going to
look for something else. If you take away the weed, they'll drink alcohol. If you take away the alcohol, they'll shoot heroin.
They'll sniff glue if they have to.
Yeah.
They picked the wrong week to stop sniffing glue.
Yeah, airplane.
But if you want to stop sniffing glue and you happen to be in the New Hampshire area, drop by the Church of the Invisible Hand.
So, according to the Reason.com story here published 2 days ago, buried in the enormous spending COVID-19 relief package, so-called, that Congress approved this week, which didn't Trump veto?
Are they giving us some relief from Congress?
Didn't Trump veto this? I thought I heard that he was vetoing this.
I don't know. I hope he does.
Supposedly he was vetoing this based on that it did not pay the American people enough of a subsidy. He wanted them to have $2,000 instead of a $600 check.
He seems a lot better at being president since he stopped. I mean,
since he's on the way out. Since he's a lame duck,
right? Yeah, it's like now he's starting to do the things he should have done in the first place. Hmm. Do you have any idea? I'll tell you what would have gotten me to vote for Trump is if he'd pulled the troops out of the rest of the world and vetoed that nonsense spending bill.
Yep. The problem, I think there's a little bit of a problem with this logic, and that's that he actually is demanding more money as the reason that he's rejecting it. So
well,
he wants to increase it from 600 to 1,000 or 2,000 or something.
I mean, personally, at this point, all they're doing is stretching the dollar out of shape, so let them print. Print. I say print all the money you can. Print all day and print all night. I'll just sit here watching my Bitcoin grow. Mm-hmm. I ain't proud. You just keep on printing, Mr. Federal Reserve. Hand it out to all your friends.
But doesn't
I'm not going to take it for anything.
Doesn't this depend on how they resolve the issue? Either they let inflation occur or they tax us to death. Right, and if they tax us to death, you're going
to
need.
Well, they have to inflate. They
couldn't jack taxes enough.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
It's the only way they can do it.
So a combination of inflation and taxation.
And the more they inflate, the better it is for us because we are the unintended consequences of inflation.
Yeah, the crypto does go up as a result, probably.
But he's not holding any crypto.
What's the matter with? Wait, when did I ever?
Oh, I thought you said you spend it all.
Oh, basically. No.
You are holding some.
Oh,
that's good.
Well, it's probably best I not actually talk about this on the air.
Yeah. Fair enough. So if you want to join us.
He's holding a lot.
No, I didn't say that. Don't get the wrong impression.
You always told me that you just get it in and spend it right away. But you know,
No. I spend it as I get it in, and I spend it, but I spend it as I have a reason to spend it. So
sure.
That will be, you know, some amount of crypto.
You never really struck me as somebody who makes an effort to save it.
I'm not investing in it, so I don't go and buy it for the sake of holding it, but that doesn't necessarily mean I don't benefit from possessing it and taking it and everything else.
I got you. So 603-283-6160 is our phone number here if you want to talk about the what apparently is going to be new restrictions on all all vaping equipment, including parts, supplies, and a ban on even sending them through the mail.
Oh, good Lord.
So, not sure how you're going to get them if they can't send them through the mail. So.
Well, you're going to get them on the dark web if all else fails.
Through the mail.
That much is true. So, again, 603-283-6160. We're here on Christmas Day. You can join us, and you can bring up also whatever happens to be on your mind. This is Free Talk Live.
Want to accept Bitcoin at your online store? There's a good chance you already have what you need. A WordPress using WooCommerce and a Bitcoin address. Now all you need to start taking Bitcoin payments on your website is the AnyPay app on your Android or iPhone. Just paste your Bitcoin address into AnyPay, then connect it to your website with our one-click plugin for WordPress. Now your website takes Bitcoin. Start to finish in 15 minutes or less with no complicated steps. Download AnyPay from the App Store today.
Having taken her father's throne, Sarah Calhoun has fallen out with one of her best allies, and her brother Nathaniel heads into Imperial Philadelphia with a reckless plan. Her uncle Thomas, armed with new powers and new allies, aims to remove Sarah from her throne and from the world of the living to survive and to gain the strength she needs to fight an impossible war. Sarah must unite the Mound Builder Kings to enact an ancient rite that will propel her beyond mortality. Servant Daughter by T.J. Butler is the newest entry in the Dragon Award-winning Witchy War series from Bane Books at BaneBooks.com.
Bitcoin.com is the best source for learning about cryptocurrency. Go there now, click on Get Started at the top of the page. Once you do that, you'll find a cornucopia of information, neatly organized for your needs. If you're a knowledgeable crypto user, check out news.bitcoin.com where you can get the latest headlines. Bitcoin.com is your source for buying cryptocurrency, getting a wallet app, mining, trading, and all the latest cryptocurrency news. All on a slick and easy-to-use website. All put together by the best minds in the business to teach you about cryptocurrency. Bitcoin.com. Divvy's been a pretty good investment for Free Talk Live. Their ad campaign started in September 2019, and from mid-March to mid-July, the values soared by 10 times. It's not too late. Divvy's new wallet hasn't even released yet, and other things are happening that I can't even say on the radio. If you want to invest and potentially do well, go to DivvyProject.org. I can tell you that FTL is deepening its partnership with the guys from DivvyProject.org. Past performance is not an indication of future profit. DivvyProject.org. D-I-V-I Project.org.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Network on the air in your area. Visit broadcast.lrn.fm to learn how. Broadcast.lrn.fm.
It's Free Talk. Tuesday episode here, you can bring up anything that you want. And you do that toll-free at... I'm sorry, not toll-free anymore. 603-283-6160. I did pretty good yesterday. I didn't mention the old number at all yesterday. Didn't mention it right there. Almost did.
Did we get rid of the toll-free?
It's gone.
Oh, really?
It's gone. 603-283-6160. There's also been some other technical changes behind the scenes that I think is
going to...
It kind of
makes sense. Most people have nationwide calling on their cell phones now, so why pay for an 800 number?
When's the last time that anybody paid
for it? It's more memorable, probably. It's the only reason why I might do it.
Yeah, 603-283-6160. There's other reasons as well. We're doing some major technical changes behind the scenes here on Free Talk Live that should make things sound a little bit better. We're sourcing all the phone calls based out of our own studio now, whereas before that was done in a network location. So.
Are you using asterisk for that?
Not at this time. At this time. But that could be done in the future. We actually have used asterisk here in the past. For those that don't know, that is an open source telephony system, basically, for Linux.
Yeah.
You can sort of do voice over IP and emulations and things like that.
Yeah, that's pretty much what it is.
See, I don't know what you can do a lot of things with it. Michael is, I guess, like a Jedi with that stuff.
Yeah, we actually used to have asterisk PBX here in the studio, but the machine broke down a couple of years back, and we just never bothered to fix it. But we might do that shortly. Yeah. So, yeah, we're doing
You could do the whole thing through the Matrix these days.
Ooh, Matrix calls are pretty crappy, unfortunately. We did start out by talking about the Matrix as an option for people to call in, and even in our testing of it, it was like only working like a third of the time.
Oh, really?
Some people just, they can't, for whatever reason, the calls just don't connect at all with the Element client.
Well, it's adding too much complexity to the mix, because the Matrix is a little bit... I mean, it's a little bit shaky in and of itself, and when you add its shake to the shake of the thing you're trying to integrate with it, they'll shake each other apart.
Yeah.
That's why I suggested just having a web server that people could connect to and just make a direct Jitsi call to you.
That's actually what Element does. So you can you can actually run Jitsi over the Element client. So it's a kludgy kind of workaround, but
it's a little bit kludgy. Yeah. I think it'll work better if you just go with a pure Jitsi connection.
Yeah.
I'll try setting it up.
Yeah, you don't need to worry about that. We're working on something in the background that hopefully will roll out sometime in the new year. But for right now, you can call in at 603-283-6160. So we've been talking about, or just barely touching on, this new spending package that Congress approved this week. Now, again, I thought I heard that that Trump vetoed this, or maybe he was just threatening to veto it.
He vetoed some bill recently. It may have been that one. I don't know. I know they were upset.
Are you sure this is the same bill?
Apparently he vetoed the defense bill.
Right.
Good.
The defense spending bill.
And he threatened to veto this one, the one we're talking about.
Oh, okay.
He should.
Yeah. So I don't know if that means he actually has. But anyway.
I hope he will.
There's all kinds of stuff. They just threw in everything but the kitchen sink into this new spending package. Apparently, I heard somebody say that this is the largest bill that has ever been passed. Which I found hard to believe. I thought, come on.
Trump has already signed the biggest budget in U.S. history every year he's been in office.
I mean, I don't know. It really surprises me. They like to keep making legislation bigger. You know, the pieces of legislation they pass bigger and bigger, especially with the spending bills, because they're always tacking something on.
And
now it's not just one thing they're tacking on. They're tacking on everything that they can possibly get in there because they know it's going
to
pass.
And they get to blame it all on Trump on his way out.
Yep.
Right.
Yeah.
Which is maybe one of the reasons why he's not voting in favor of it, but
hopefully. Well, I think he's just petulant, but
yeah, I think it's more of a competition thing that's going on here than anything else.
Hopefully, he will think about what's my legacy going to be, and think about maybe pardoning every drug war victim in history.
I don't have much hope for it.
I wish that would happen. I don't. I would be shocked if he even pardons Ross Ulbricht or Edward Snowden or Julian Assange.
I would be surprised if he does it. But hey, let's aim big. Let's let him know what he should do.
Well, yeah.
He probably won't do it. He doesn't do what he should do very often. But
no, I heard that he pardoned some war criminals from the Bush administration this week.
Yeah, that doesn't surprise me.
The people who he should be pardoning,
he won't, and the people who he does pardon,
he's pardoning political
probably shouldn't
people.
Have been pardoned.
Yeah, I think you're right about that.
Yeah, well, I think the only reason he hadn't pardoned them so far, I think they did an extra 3 years because of politics. I think he would have pardoned them immediately.
We're talking about the war criminals?
Because basically it was. I mean, yes, it was absolutely a war crime. It was.
What did they do? I don't even know who these people are. Just heard of the thing. I don't know what.
They killed a couple of people that the government had decided were innocent, and they apparently.
Was this in the Middle East?
This was in the Middle East. Okay. This was in Iraq. And they were basically people, they considered them enemy combatants, and the government didn't. And they killed them.
So they convicted them.
So they were convicted, which is the first sign that, you know, it's the really nasty ones are the ones that are never even brought to court or certainly convicted. It's like, you know, it's like the killer cops. The only one who gets convicted is the one who bursts into tears on the stand. Hmm. And that was a Texas chick who shot her neighbor.
In this case, Hasswagon is in our chat room on Twitch. He or she says the Congress had an anti-veto majority on this, so ultimately his veto is nothing more than symbolic because they can override
That's
it.
That's not always the case. I mean, the thing is veto is going to bring a lot of attention to it.
Mm-hmm.
And so there may be a lot of people who end up saying, if they start hearing about specifically the horrible stuff that's undoubtedly in the bill,
that they haven't read,
there may be people who say, oh, I didn't know that was in there. I'm going to have to withdraw my support.
That could be.
So sometimes it happens. And of course, it's a lie. They always knew it was in there.
Well, could they? It was 5,000 pages.
Right. But the really bad stuff is the stuff they're making the money off.
Mm-hmm.
Which, so they know about that.
Which of the bills are we talking about that's veto-proof? Are we talking about
this? I presume both of them, because both of them? One of them is a defense spending bill, and that almost always gets passed.
I'm pretty sure that was probably going to be veto-proof. What about the other one?
And the other one's this, this COVID thing.
Who is saying this one's veto-proof?
It's not being clear.
Nobody is. We're just speculating.
Well, somebody in the chat room said Congress had an anti-veto majority.
The Twitter user said that.
This is Twitch. They don't say what it is, though.
Okay.
They don't know. I didn't ask them specifically which bill they were talking about. I suspect it's both of them, because they got people on the side of passing. You know, these COVID relief bills have been passed fairly overwhelmingly as well, because it's a huge money handout to the politically connected. So, like you said, everybody just throws in whatever they can throw into it, and they get it passed. So
everybody wants to pass it because everybody has their own little bit of graft in there.
Right. And so part of what they've got in this thing, apparently, is new restrictions on vaping equipment, which we can talk about coming up here. You can also join us at 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. This here is Free Talk Live, the Christmas Day edition of the show.
So when we brought him home, we didn't realize that Bear, the rescue dog, was actually sick. He had very flaky skin. He was dropping a lot of fur, and the vet wanted to do steroid injections, special dog food. Nothing seemed to work, so that was at a dead end.
DinoVite.com.
I've been hearing DinoVite on the radio for years. It never actually crossed my mind to try it until it finally sunk in. Oh, you're talking about hair and skin. And, all right, I'll try it. Well, it took probably 6 weeks, but after we started using DinoVite, no more flaky skin. It doesn't scratch an itch, and they started to put weight on.
DinoVite is nutrition.
I wish that we would have started the DinoVite right away. It would have been so much easier.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
Every rescue dog in America deserves DinoVite for 90 days.
DinoVite.
You USA Radio News.
I'm Jeremy Scott. The Christmas morning explosion in Nashville wounded at least three people. Police responding to a call of gunshots called for hazmat crews and started evacuating buildings.
So they began knocking on doors, making announcements, communicate with everyone to get people safe. Shortly after that, the RV exploded.
That's Nashville Police Chief John Drake. An audible message warning folks to get out of the area played from that RV for at least 15 minutes. This woman tells News Channel 5 she heard the gunshots and that message.
The whole front of our building is blown up. If that person had just detonated that bomb with no warning and no gunshots, we would have been either very seriously injured or killed.
Police have released surveillance images of the RV believed to be used in this morning's explosion. The FBI and ATF are investigating what appears to be an intentional act. This is USA Radio News. Thousands of folks in the Northeast spent Christmas morning in the dark and cold as snow, heavy rain, and wind knocked out power to tens of thousands of homes in New Jersey, Long Island, and parts of New York City, Pennsylvania, and Massachusetts. Wind gusts of more than 60 miles per hour in spots brought down trees. A storm dumped more than a foot of snow in Ohio and Pennsylvania. More than 2 inches of rain had fallen in Connecticut, Rhode Island, and Massachusetts by 9 a.m. Melting snow is also causing flooding like portions of Route 95 in Rhode Island. It's much drier on the basketball court, where 5 games in the NBA have been scheduled for Christmas Day. The Heat beat the Pelicans 111-98, and the Bucks blew out the Warriors in Milwaukee 138-99 behind Chris Middleton's 31 points. Right now it's the Celtics and the Nets, and coming up later on, Lakers and Mavericks, followed by the Nuggets and Clippers, and in the NFL, we've got the Saints and Vikings. This is USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
FM into more ears. Visit promote.lrn.fm for a free bumper sticker, flyers, banners, graphics, and more. Promote.lrn.fm.
Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. Our number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Ian, Nobody, and Chris in the studio tonight. Bitcoin.com, great place to go learn about cryptocurrency. Bitcoin, of course, is doing amazingly well right now. Today, it's at about 24,607, $24,607 as we speak.
Wow, it's going up even since I looked at it last.
Yeah, I think... Oops, sorry about that. Try that again. Sorry, Nobody, I didn't unmute you yet. Now I can hear you if you want to say that again. Sorry.
To keep printing those dollars, government. Thank you very much.
Yeah. Yeah. Bitcoin's been doing great, so you definitely want to take the time to learn about it. Go to bitcoin.com and click Get Started at the top of the page there. That'll take you to some basics, some videos that you can watch. There's one that's 2 or 3 minutes long to give you the basic intro. And if you want to dig deeper, you certainly can. There's some resources there over at bitcoin.com. If you're not so new to Bitcoin, you want to get the latest headlines, get on over to bitcoin.com. They've got a news site at news.bitcoin.com. You'll find all kinds of information there, updated on a daily basis. So we're talking about this new spending bill that apparently Trump has yet to actually veto this, but has suggested that he might. The thing he did veto was the defense appropriations bill. And again, you know, most of these things are likely going to be overturned by Congress, but regardless, we tell you about this because, well, there's a bunch of stuff that's been loaded into this spending package with the so-called COVID relief. It's 5,593 pages. It is Title
wow.
6 of the 2021 Consolidated Appropriations Act, which appears on page 5136 of the bill, is called the Preventing Online Sales of E-Cigarettes to Children Act. The bill was introduced last April by Dianne Feinstein, who is a Democrat from California,
scumbag,
joined by seven co-sponsors, six Democrats plus a senator, Republican Senator John Cornyn from Texas. It includes two changes aimed at complicating and obstructing online sales of vapes and e-liquid. Feinstein's bill amends the Jenkins Act of 1949, which requires that vendors who sell cigarettes to customers in other states register with the tax administrators in those states and notify them of all such sales so they can collect sales taxes that the buyers are officially obligated to pay.
Clearly, they're very concerned about protecting. They're stealing money, actually. Yeah. They don't.
How's that protect children?
Give a damn about any children, do they?
You know, I find it kind of humorous, these lots of these pieces of legislation, because ultimately they can ship from outside the United States. The United States does not inspect enough of the packages for it to matter.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, it doesn't. It kind of becomes a mute. It's kind of irrelevant.
Wait, what you're saying is you could buy a vape from a foreign shipper and then not pay any taxes on it, basically?
Yeah,
you could buy 3 pounds of crystal meth from the dark web,
exactly.
too.
Exactly, yep.
Nobody would notice.
There's, like, I think 1%, if I recall, something like that, not even 1% of goods that pass through the border. Like, some countries are, like, super paranoid, and they tax everything and look at every single, you know, transaction that comes through. That's not the case in the United States. It's 1%. So most goods just sail right by. It doesn't matter if they're violating, you know, different laws. They, you know, they just sail right by and not a problem. It's the rare occasion that you'll find something that gets seized or whatnot. So, you know, when you're sending one item at a time, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if 1% of your goods gets, you know, seized, because ultimately at the end of the day, you're making profit. So.
See, they don't want to seize enough to discourage the activity, because their power comes from the existence of people breaking the law. They wouldn't have any power if people didn't break the law.
Wait, what do you mean by that?
Well, actually, Ayn Rand writes about it in Atlas Shrugged. She wrote, "We don't write these laws to be obeyed, Mr. Reardon." This is in speaking in the voice of a government official. "We don't write these laws to be obeyed, Mr. Reardon. We write them to be broken. No government can rule free men. All you can do is crack down on criminals. So if your society doesn't produce enough criminals, you've got to produce more. You make everything you can do a criminal act until you can't turn around without breaking the law, and then you cash in on the fear."
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's a lot of truth to that. For sure.
So basically they don't want you to stop breaking the law. They just want to milk you a little bit each time you do. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, the best thing for them is if they can get people on Suboxone what's the other one?
Methadone?
Methadone. Yeah, methadone and Suboxone. Those are both more difficult withdrawals than heroin. So they're getting you more hooked on opiates, but all of a sudden they don't want to put you in prison anymore. Well, why not? Because you're buying from their drug cartel instead of buying from the competition. They are the muscle that protects big pharma from competition. That's the whole reason for the drug war. That's the real deal.
Yeah, well, in this case, a lot of the regulations, all they do is ultimately negatively impact local businesses to the United States. They're not necessarily negatively
impacting.
That sounds
like impacting what they're doing here.
Yeah, exactly.
The whole COVID thing. That's what it's all about, is you hurt the people who aren't politically connected, mm-hmm. so you can help the people who are.
Right. So if what this bill, if it presumably it's going to pass, you know, they may override the veto, but if this goes into place, the so-called, Preventing Online Sales of E-Cigarettes to Children Act, what it sounds like they're doing is they're just going to make it more burdensome to sell things to people online if you're selling vapes online, in that if you're an online vape dealer, and somebody from another state buys and they want you to ship it to their state, now they're saying that you have to be registered with the tax administrator in that state and then notify the state of the sale so they can collect taxes. Well, that's going to be easy to do if it's like Philip Morris, or if it's R.J. Reynolds, one of these big mega corporations, they can just hire the lawyers and the programmers
right.
to make sure they've got the compliance system in place to do all the billing and all the taxing and all that. But your average mom and pop store, they don't have that infrastructure.
You're right. This is about shutting down the small competitors within the United States to the big corporations.
Right.
And ultimately, if you're not a big corporation in the United States or you're outside the United States, you're benefiting from this legislation.
Yeah, and really, it's almost like left and right can come together on this issue now, because basically our bugaboo has always been government. And their boogaboo has always been the corporations. Well, the government and the corporations are merging into one thing. What is that thing? It's the corporate state.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's what Mussolini called it. Well, and Italian fascism, which was an unholy alliance between big labor, big business, and big government, is being realized here with some very frightening effects. But these are not new ideas. This is how Mussolini made the trains run on time. He just had you shot if you were late.
I mean, the free market, you know, they sold us on free market capitalism, basically, and that's not what
but
we
But that's
have.
Not what they're delivering.
Right.
They're delivering some sort of corporate socialism.
They do. That's exactly what it is. It's socialism. It's socialism for a select few, and you're basically redistributing the wealth of the majority to the wealth of a minority under the guise of protecting children.
Yeah. And I think that when ANCAPs are able to narco-capitalists or voluntarists are able to easily acknowledge the corporate roles, and when people who are more left-oriented are able to easily acknowledge that none of this can take place without the government's license to kill, because that's the secret sauce that makes it all work, is that they can kill you if you get in their way, then I think that is when the people are going to come together and really start tearing this system down. Because, I mean, 100 years ago, Henry Ford said, if the people knew how the banking system works, that we would have riots in the streets by Monday.
Mm.
Well, are we ready to figure it out yet?
Good question. 603-283-6160. If you want to answer, you're welcome to join us here on this Christmas Day edition of Free Talk Live. 603-283-6160. It's Free Talk.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight, and nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insists on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
In HD on Twitch. Please follow and share at twitch.lrn.fm. That's twitch.lrn.fm.
Free Talk Live. Christmas Day. We're here. Take your calls. 603-283-6160. 603-283-6160. Talking about the new proposal to supposedly protect children from e-cigarettes by taxing them.
Yeah, I got jumped by some e-cigarettes on my way home from school.
How does taxing cigarettes prevent children from buying them? It just seems,
I have no idea.
That just blows my mind. Like, we'll get into that, though.
I guess maybe it's just poor children.
Because
their children are
okay, so you gotta protect the poor children, but not the rich children.
Right.
The rich children can hire lawyers. So
yeah.
So, Ian, nobody, and Chris in the studio. It is Christmas Day. We're going to continue with your calls and thoughts. Also, want to say thank you to Barefoot Anarchist, who is a Free Talk Live gold amplifier. Barefoot Anarchist is contributing $10 a month, which is the gold level, to the AMP program. At amp.freetalklive.com. It stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote AMP. And that helps us get Free Talk Live on more radio stations in around the United States. So if you appreciate the work that we do here, it's a good way for you to get behind what we do and support us and support Free Talk Live. So you get some cool perks, too, some benefits by joining the AMP program like Barefoot Anarchist has done. But it's only $5 a month. He's doing 10. You don't have to do that. You can do 5, and you still get all the cool perks over at amp.freetalklive.com. But we certainly appreciate people that want to do more, so thank you for that. Ampamp.freetalklive.com. You can use PayPal. You can use credit card, debit card, or Bitcoin BTC. Let's go to the phones to your calls and thoughts. Kirby, to kick things off here tonight on the phones. Kirby, you're on Free Talk Live. Merry Christmas.
Hey, what's up, guys? How are you?
Super.
Merry Christmas, brother.
Well, I just wanted to comment on Nashville, Tennessee.
Is this the bombing?
This was.
Oh, the terrorist attack.
This is the bombing?
Yeah.
Okay.
Somebody was fairly well financed and has a special set of skills. If these was Muslims, in my opinion, somebody would have taken credit for it. This sounds like some American, a we the people, who's gotten tired.
Hmm. I have not looked at any of the details on this. Do you guys know anything about what happened?
I mean, I tend to think it's certainly plausible, but I don't necessarily have any basis for that. It just seems like something I could definitely see the government doing to drum up, you know, terrorism again, to use it as another excuse of why. I don't even know.
Apparently, it was an RV.
Whatever they want to do.
Apparently, somebody had an RV and it was loaded up with the bomb. Is that right?
Where was this?
Nashville, Tennessee.
Yeah, it was near AT&T.
They actually wired a recording to it that started 30 minutes before it went off. The first 15 minutes, it just said if you were within the sound of this recording, evacuate the area.
Really?
For the last 15 minutes, it gave you a 15-minute countdown.
Wow.
This was someone who was wanting to prove a point that this can be done anywhere at any time. And I chose to do this when no one would get hurt.
Well, I'll tell you what, the government drops bombs all over the world, and it never troubles itself to warn the children or the civilians that it's about to bomb. So I would say whoever these people are, they're better than the United States government.
That's not terrorism.
Yep.
That's not terrorism. If you're being warned about something to leave the area, that means you're not trying to kill somebody, and that means you're attacking some sort of military target. And an AT&T building is certainly, connected that would be a military target, a legit military target in any time of war.
Exactly.
So this is
AT&T building?
My understanding is it was like a block away from AT&T, but the servers were in the building that were right outside, is where the RV was parked, basically, right outside the building with the servers.
See, if you really, I can tell you I haven't worked for AT&T. I worked for Sprint as a programmer for a while. You know, if you really want to damage those guys, the way to do it is if you know how to code, if you know how to do database work, if you know Fortran, any of that stuff, get a job at AT&T. Seek out your coworkers who don't like the company. And drop every table in their database.
They got backups and things.
They got backups, but every redundancy we designed, and we can break them if we want to. We know exactly how to crash the world.
If you can cause the backups to fail to work, and then after a certain period of time, probably drop tables and things, and then it would be probably permanent.
Well, I don't know if we need to get into to all the
I have no idea what you're talking about. But I'd sure love to know what Silver Dave thinks about this.
Because he used to do bomb work, right, with the...
Just because of who he used to work for. I mean, this sounds like people who've been to the sandbox are familiar with explosives, are familiar with all of the different things that went into putting this together. You don't acquire those skills living on the streets of America. You acquire those skills working for Uncle Sam.
I
mean, that's probably true, but there's other jobs potentially too that you would acquire those types of skills, like demolition work or similar.
Yes, fascinating stuff here that this person...
Most of those guys learned that in the military.
Mm-hmm.
Look how many people... Obama himself said 10 years ago, he considers every returning vet a potential terrorist.
Yeah. Well, they don't even teach that stuff in the technical high schools anymore. You got to take auto shop or something.
Yeah.
They don't have any blowing stuff
up.
There's still...
This is not something somebody learned on YouTube.
There are still places, like farmers and things, they still use explosives in a lot of places. And I think they've been trying to crack down in some areas, at least. So certainly it's not the... I don't know. Seems like I think the problem is there's an overwhelming number of people who have explosives knowledge are from the military, I think is what it is.
Seems
not so
likely
that there's no other source for it.
There is a pattern here. The guy who took out 5 cops at the Black Lives Matter rally in Texas, in Dallas, ex-military. Christopher Dorner, who courageously gave his all for the people after taking out 5 hostiles. And was grievously...
You're talking about the cop that killed the other cops in California?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
And, he was ex-military. You know, a lot of people come out of the military knowing, I mean, they know what our government is capable of more than anyone else.
Mm.
And if I'm right about what that is, I would imagine that gives them more desire to harm them than anybody else in the world could have.
So apparently a lady that was there did hear the message. She lives in a nearby apartment, it sounds like, saying, evacuate now. There is a bomb. A bomb is vehicle. And it will explode. She remembers the recorded warning saying, and again, then it counted a 15-minute countdown. So it's a very interesting approach to a bombing. The story here at the Tennessean says
honorable. Like it, I would call it an honorable.
Honorable, but unfortunately, I mean, it was too honorable.
It did, but it was a military target. It was a totally legitimate military target.
What he needed to do was like grab hold of every droid in the local area, like the way advertisers do. And broadcast your message to every cell phone in the area.
I don't think advertisers get out have of the ability area. To do that.
But,
I think only the president
there's,
has
there's
the ability
There's a thing
to
called
that.
Geofencing that will allow you to broadcast.
No, I don't think so. That's only for like advertising within an app or something like that. Can't just throw an ad on somebody's cell phone.
You can't necessarily push that way, although you could if you paid enough money, but I'm sure.
The only person who can do that is Donald Trump. The president of the United States has a special button that he can press to...
It actually doesn't,
I'll bet I could
do it. It actually doesn't even work that well. Just
how many messages do I have to get out within the geographical area to win the bet?
If you guys want to have an idea of this in practice, think about when they issue warnings for weather. Those are bounded by geographical areas, but it doesn't work that well. I mean, you'll hear warnings about like weather events that are not even happening in your area.
But still, those are government systems, not commercial. You don't have the ability.
I know. You're right. But I'm just saying, like, even when you have riders,
you can broadcast a little bit outside the area. You will broadcast.
So Kirby, do you think this was military?
Actually, I think this was Americans who are sick and tired of their government mistreating them and walking us down this slope towards absolute tyranny. They did it to prove a point. I hope I don't sound like I'm involved, but in my opinion, they did this to prove a point.
That's interesting.
We can do this. No one is safe. If we choose to act a fool, we can make things very difficult for you. I mean, all it takes is a 12-year-old on YouTube and a trip to Walmart and a paint store.
Thank you, Kirby, for the call tonight, man. I appreciate hearing from you. There's more coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
Well, it's the end of an era and the beginning of a new one.
Today, Pennington's black part of town moved across the river to North Pennington. The Thompson family sold their home on the east side and moved to the old Kirkland place at 17 Mansfield Place, establishing the all-new black neighborhood. Northside residents are looking forward to the infusion of fun and funk that the new black part of town is sure to bring to their area. Mayor Mitzi Kranowitz presided over the dedication of the new black neighborhood, unveiling a sign designating it a landmark district.
Isn't it lovely, everyone? Pennington's diversity is its strength. Whether it's Little Harlem or the so-called gayborhood where Paul and his partner Bryant have that cottage.
Sheriff Stevens today announced that the heavy round-the-clock patrols that helped make the old Thompson House one of the safest neighborhoods in town will move with them.
This has nothing to do with the black part of town moving here. We just want to make sure that everyone here has a comfortable place to live.
This is the Onion News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.